on the Today Show. And, of course, we're taking your calls all the way through the show on 021-446-0567. Or you can send through your voice notes or your text messages on 072-567-1567. So, you know, COVID-19 is going to be with us for a while. There are tests going on in the country at the moment, trials, vaccine trials that have started. There are vaccine trials that are going on in Brazil, in the UK, and the race is on to find a vaccine or some form of medication to help us deal with COVID-19. And just like COVID-19 has impacted big industries, and we saw the economy taking another beating. Some economists saying not as severe as they suspected or they expected it to be, but 2% is still a very big knock for an economy that hasn't grown over a couple of quarters. So businesses are feeling the pinch. Yesterday we had a conversation about local private doctors and GPs whose practices are taking a knock and also needing to be bailed out. But there's a group of people in our nation that is largely ignored, that is not taken care of, that doesn't have the kind of credentials that is needed, because they are self-employed, to go to a bank to get relief funding or have organizations, and there are organizations starting now that they can go to get help financially when times are tough like they are now. They live purely off live performances and royalties. And Martin Myers is the co-founder of Music Exchange. And in my opinion, my view of Martin Myers is that he's so committed and so passionate, and I'm not sweet-talking him here, he's so passionate and so committed to the well-being of the music industry in South Africa as a whole, that it actually looks after the artists, that he is continuously pushing and advocating and agitating when necessary for commercial radio stations to up their airplay in terms of local music, so that the money and the royalties doesn't leave the shores. And you know, we have beautiful, beautiful music being produced here on a daily basis in the country. So Martin wrote a piece and it was published on IOL, advocating and encouraging radio stations to promote local artists during a COVID-19 pandemic. Martin, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure chatting to you. Martin is, like I said, is the co-founder of Music Exchange. A lot of passion in this opinion piece, but also a lot of practical advice in terms of how the broadcasting business can come to the table in terms of doing its part.
Thank you very much, Jeremy, and thank you for the kind words. If I can give listeners a little bit of background, I've been involved in the music business ever since I was at UCT Radio, and have been fortunate to manage a number of very eminent artists in South Africa. So I'm steeped in the music economy of South Africa and want to see upliftment and want to see improvement. That's why we formed Music Exchange, and it's a crisis at the moment, and nobody is talking about it. I've spent hours and hours filling in forms for the numbers of bands that I manage and everything else, and everything keeps coming back. The artists need a tax clearance certificate. Now, for crying in a bucket, how is an artist living in Guguletu or Langa or some of Hotsticks Mabuse's band members living in the deeper parts of Soweto going to get tax clearance certificates? Surely if you have a tax number, you should be able to receive some remuneration and some help. That's on one part. On the other part, the entire ecosystem has been decimated. Your big concerts are laying off people. Gearhouse are struggling. People like Aki Khan are struggling. So there's that ecosystem, never mind the bands themselves. And that this call was not only my letter. It was nuanced by five or six very eminent thinkers. And we're putting a call together, a rally cry to changed the debate. Some people flew back to me when we posted it up on Facebook, and I'm very grateful for IOL for putting it out, because we need to make a fundamental shift and a fundamental change. And the point that we're raising is nothing to do with 90%. It's how do we look at the music ecosystem and what do we do? Because we're not in the next 18 months to 2 years going to see Beyonce or Ed Sheeran or any of the other major acts coming to tour in South Africa. It's just not affordable for us with the monies that they're going to want to charge. So we need to build our local economy. We need to build our local artists. We need to show pride in our local artists. And well, how do we do that? Let's change the playlisting slightly to improve that figure. And I'll run through that just now. Sorry, before,
How do you incentivize that so that people feel that it is going to be worth their while? Because look, although it's show business, it's still business, and people need to feel that there will be some sort of return. Do you feel that there's not much confidence in terms of return on investment by businesses or commercial radio stations, or whoever you feel should be on the forefront of this charge here?
What was very interesting, and I am going to mention his name because he is an eminent thinker, and you will know him, and the radio business will know him. Neil Johnson, who used to head up Kaya FM,
yes,
came up with a very, very good point when I was discussing it with him last week. He said, Martin, I love the points, but it's a two-way street. Bear in mind that the musician needs to come to radio with a product and not just only say, guys, play my song. Play my song because of this reason. Here's my video. Here's my biography. Here's my social media reach. Here's what I'm doing to promote myself. This conversation wouldn't have happened this morning if I hadn't pushed and circulated this article and saying, please join the debate. Let's join hands to see how we can effect change. And that's what we need to do. So often musicians have stood, and I'm using a crude term, cap in hand, you need to help me. Mm. Well, you need to help the doctor, you need to help the shop steward, you need to help the hairdresser, you need to help the waiter. Show radio that radio needs to make an earning as well. Why you should play me? Hang on, I've got 100,000 followers on YouTube when I just released my video. Look at Amin Harun, who put out his song with Nadia Jafta last week. It's gone wildfire. Yes, there's been a lot of debate and everything else, but it's created interest in South African music. Look what a gentleman like Kyle Shepherd is doing with his work and all of that. And he's putting it out there and saying, this is what I'm doing. Take interest. Buy into that. And then radio station looks and go, hang on, we are missing this trend. We are missing this person who's doing incredible work on YouTube or incredible work on social media. Let's give them a platform. KFM have changed their whole programming during the week because of the call earlier in the year. And they are playing music, South African music, exclusively from 10 till midnight every night, Monday to Friday. Your station is doing interviews on a regular basis on Pippa Hudson's show. Those are huge celebratory points. But Pippa is taking artists who are current, who are working, and are saying, these are the problems that I have. And she's going, right, let me amplify that to get people to perhaps listen. My music is available on streaming platforms, because all those 0.01 cents start adding up.
Sure. Martin,
we
need to go to news headlines. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to continue with the conversation. I do want you to take us through some of the points that were tabled in this piece that you wrote, and just some of the names. And how do we really gear up our artists and train our local indie artists to be profitable, to make it attractive for commercial radio stations to say, listen, we will take a chance on you. We'll play your music. Because the commercial stations need to make money as well. Okay, so Martin Myers is on air with me this morning, and Martin is the co-founder of Music Exchange, also represents numerous bands and artists, but has a desperate passion to see that the music industry in South Africa thrive, an artist becoming profitable and making a decent living. Martin, thank you so much for agreeing to stay on with me. Let's just go through some of the most important points. And I know all of them are important, but if you could just choose three or four of some of the most important points that you are tabling in this piece.
I haven't looked back at the document. I'm actually sitting in my car talking to you because it's nice and quiet. But I would say let's build a sharing culture. Let's build a sharing culture of sharing music with one another. We're all on social media platforms. We're all fortunate to have data to be able to be on social media platforms. Start putting together your own playlists. I mean, even advocate Norman Aronso, who everybody knows in Cape Town, is a household name, shares on a weekly basis on a Sunday his Spotify playlist with me. And there's some sublime jazz that he has on it. Start putting playlists together and sharing it with your friends. Make it 10 or 15 songs strong, whether you're on Spotify, whether you're on Deezer, whether you're on Apple, it doesn't matter. And ask your friends to share it. Make it collaborative that you can do that. I've got a playlist under my name, Mart Myers, on Spotify that's called the Ultimate South African Music Playlist. And every time I see a new song come out or people share information with me, I add it to the playlist and I send it to my friends. And the shareability is so good. I'm saying, please share, please add, because that's how we are going to build community. This is not about bashing the collecting agencies and that. We know there are problems there. It's about fixing ourselves to say that when the change happens, we are ready. And ICASA has already regulated that there needs to be 35% local content. And some stations are doing way more than that, up to 48%. You guys are doing a tremendous amount because interviews with some artists count. That counts towards local content. And let's start pushing artists that are working, artists that have got new music out now, because that's what we need to do.
Martin, just quickly talk us through the kind of relationship or response that you're getting from community radio stations, because there are many community radio stations throughout the country who also play music and can also add to the value that is needed in terms of getting those funds to artists who desperately need it.
Absolutely. I think there are over 140 community stations in South Africa, if not more. Artists should also join the platform called Radio Monitor, run by Jared Aston. You submit your song and then you can see where it's being played on those community radio stations, and use that perhaps as a building platform. Get airplay, go and walk in, see them, present your work correctly. Make sure you have the ISRC code, which is the code to track the song. Get your publishing correct. Get your initial house in order. Go and present and come with a story. Radio, the big commercial radio stations who pay a percentage of their gross revenue, sometimes in the region of 3.5% or whatever, to the various collecting agencies, are not going to turn you down if there's a good story. If there's a story behind it in terms of what you're doing, perhaps start at some of the campus radios, which have been very active and incredible, an incredible pool of talent also for major artists. Yeah. So that have come out of that. So those are important points. We need to look at those things as well, because it all helps the younger artist getting onto the major commercial station, which they want to at the end of the day.
So how do we prepare them for that particular moment in their career? Because I've dealt with local artists in my career in broadcasting, and you know you kind of think, okay, I'm not an exec in the radio industry, but if this is what you are giving to me, no executive would even give that a second look. So from an industry perspective and a training perspective, how is that going from Music Exchange?
It's very difficult. At the moment, I've been doing a lot of researching. I've done a lot of talks with a number of eminent organizations. I'm for Arts. I spent the whole of last week, Monday to Wednesday, during talks from 9 till 12 about the music business, and now we're continuing to engage with that. We're going to be hosting Music Exchange online in September. If people want to email me, I can guide them to the Music Exchange website. There's a free portal on there where there's a lot of information for people to read up, particularly about streaming and the new reality and what you need to do, because it's no good just looking at a wall. There are a lot of other things that you can do to make your shows interactive and exciting and that, because after streaming, what are you going to do next? When you've streamed your performance, there are a number of wonderful platforms that are up at the moment. You can look at the Quicket platform. You can look at the Ticket Pro platform, which has got some great shows up there at the moment. And radio stations can do a little fundamental shift in the evenings. Why don't they just profile artists at a set time?
say, for example, from 8 to 9 each night. Mm. And if you don't want to play exclusively South African music in that hour, say to the artist, give me 6 of your most fabulous songs right. that you have, and give me 6 of your most fabulous international songs that you have. And you have a wonderful hour curated on a weekly basis or perhaps daily basis. Mm. But then the artist also needs to share and throw forward to that.
Yeah. Martin,
to make shareability and talkability.
Absolutely. Listen, it's something that's not going to be fixed overnight, but at least progress is being made. And that's very, very encouraging. And we have people like you and RJ Benjamin and other artists. You will have the names that are actively involved in pushing and advocating and ensuring that the local artists, the South African artists' voice and music is heard. Just in terms and in closing, the conversation that needs to be had with commercial radio bosses going forward, what is that going to sound like?
It's going to be an ongoing conversation. I welcome input from any musician in South Africa so we can table a document and sit down and have rational discussions with people. Already from that call, that letter that IOL put out, they've dedicated this month to South African Music Month on IOL and are going to be sharing things on their platforms, which is a win. Cape Talk, what you guys have done is a win. KFM, what they've done is a win. So slowly but surely, but it's going to be a long slog and a lot of talking and nuanced debate with key points, with input from everybody. I just happen to be the person running with it because I happen to be incredibly passionate about it, but I welcome anybody to get on board. RJ Benjamin has been sharing and speaking extensively about it. Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse has been speaking about it, and many other artists have been speaking about the problems that we have. But let's nuance the discussion, put concrete points together and start tabling it. And when we start getting it to Parliament and parties start talking about it in Parliament, then we might have a win.
Right,
because, and even just the everyday South African fan, put your own South African music playlist together that has shaped you and share it amongst your own friends. You know, we have the anniversary of Johnny Clegg coming up on the 16th of July. He influenced millions of South Africans. Even if you share that music around and then start discovering other things, because all those streaming platforms have wonderful algorithms that point out to new music and things like that.
So
it's an ongoing discussion. It's not an easy win, that is for sure.
Okay, Martin, we're going to have to leave it there. Co-founder of Music Exchange, always very passionate, always committed to ensuring that South African music artists are actually heard and that their music is being played all over where it can be played. Thank you so much, Martin, for your time this morning.